fantasies recently. I thought I'd have a bit of a ramble fap. Tell you about them. They're both kind of public sex. I suppose that's a taboo for most of us. First one, I woke up thinking about it. It's like a science fiction kind of fantasy. The future, where no one was allowed to masturbate. But there are stations on every street, because everyone has these Nest kind of monitoring systems in their house, that when the computer notices you need to have a sexual outlet, you have to go along to this station. You have to lay down on a Y-shaped bed if you're a woman, and naked, of course. And these machines stimulate you, and you have a television screen above you of just the men who are also going to their own part of the station, and they are having their release monitored. But you don't see their whole body, you just see sort of from the waist down. And the men equally are seeing you just from the waist down. It's meant to turn them on. It's meant to turn you on. And nobody should have a sexual release that's not monitored or sanctioned or, I don't know, Big Brother, you know, that sort of thing. I think it's kind of a story that's developing in my head rather than just a I recognize this particular man that comes through on my screen because he has a tattoo on his hip, and the way his hair grows on his body. So I try and time it that I go the same time once a week. You're not really allowed to go more than once a week, you see. But I find watching him gives me a higher release when these machines fuck me, you know, like a fucking machine. Yeah. Oh. Have you ever had a fantasy about a fucking machine? Those ones that automatically pumps in and out. One that's got a vibrator on it as well. If you click, oh, and it's being filmed. But you've got like a mask on, I think. Something, the machine doesn't record your face. And I just get more and more turned in this story and this fantasy. And so wet, and thinking about this man. But of course, for a woman, it takes good 20 minutes. So obviously it's not just one video feed that you see. And soon he's finished. He's got some kind of sleeve that they put over the guy's cocks, you see. You see their hips raising, you see them bucking. You know when they're about to come, because their legs, thighs tighten. I think the pictures of the guys, they're on their bellies, you see, thrusting into this. Machines collect their semen, their sperm as well. It goes for IVF. It's like this dystopian society doesn't allow men and women to interact anymore. Trying to prevent all those conflicts, and everyone lives on their own. No one talks. It's grey, except for this station where everything comes alive, everything's in full colour, everything's this reds and blushes, pinks, and no one knows any different because they've always done it, even the first time when their virginity was... could watch someone's using the machine for the first time, watch a young man doing it for the first time, and they could watch the young women being used with this tiny, tiny cock on the fucking machine, just for a few moments to break them in gently. Yeah, but there's something about this Y-shaped table and being fucked by machines. Oh. I forgot about my alarm, excuse me. Oh, well, I've just got a few more minutes to see if I can get myself to come here while I talk about my fantasy. Anyway, so one time the machine fails or something and it breaks down and I'm stuck there, can't move. So an engineer has to come and mend it, come and rescue me, sort of thing. And I've never been naked in front of someone else before. And he has to come into the room. I think you're more or less restrained there. Maybe this is a bondage fantasy. the machine notes that I haven't orgasmed yet, and so he manually makes the machine finish, and my face is red and he can see me, he can see my eyes. Even through the mask or whatever it is. Or there could be a curtain across the bottom half of your body and I peep through just to see. And he touches me. Touches me where I'm wet, touches the clit. And it makes my body arch to be touched. So he does it again. my back arches, my hips lift up. This power of being touched when I'm so sensitive in that one place, this power of a man's thumb touching such a sensitive place, and the machine is fucking into me. He's making it go the speed he wants it to go, overriding the computer speed. So it's like I'm really being fucked, and he touches my clit again. He touches it again. He keeps doing. Don't stop. I can't help telling him. Yes. It feels so good. Don't stop. I'm nearly there. I need my weekly release. Don't send me away without my... I need a minute to recover. Oh, does anybody else have a fantasy like that? Just being kind of used, something about somebody seeing you when you masturbate. I often think about listeners when I'm doing me on to know that this private part of my life gets listened to. I think that's going to make me come again. So sensitive. I needed to do that. I was so horny today.